Greetings this morning. This is Brother Steve Fisher, again, with the Fountain of Life, Daily Inspiration. Just want to greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Savior. We're going to move on with our study of the book of Nehemiah, chapter 7. We're going to start this morning, and we're just going to kind of skip through chapter 7 and just kind of grab a few pieces here and there. The first part of chapter 7 there, verse 1 and 2, it says how the Levites and the singers were set in order and how Nehemiah was getting everything in order there in the temple and setting everything up and gave instructions concerning the gates of the Jerusalem that they should be open, should not be opened until the sun was hot, and then and it says, while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, everyone in his watch, and everyone to be over against his house. Again, an illustration of each man taking his place, watching the walls of Jerusalem, and it says against his house. Everybody was watching at his own house and watching out for each other. So we're going to move on to the rest of that chapter is mostly just genealogies. So we're going to move on to chapter 8. First part of chapter 8 there is where Ezra, the scribe, the priest, was reading the book of the law. Here, the people for many years had not heard the book of the law. In those days, there was not a copy in every household, but the priests would read it to the people, and so they had fallen way off of what God's direction had been for them. So in chapter 8, verse 1, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Ezra, to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation of both men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, for the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. It seems like as we continue on through here that not only were their ears attentive, but their hearts were open, and they were attentive to listen and to do what the book of the law had said. See, the context here is the children of Israel having been in bondage for 70 years. Because of their sin, God had given them over to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and they were in bondage to other nations ever since that. And so they were very attentive to the book of the law. They realized why that had happened. It was because they had not obeyed God's law. And so here, there not only are they hearing with their ears, but their hearts are open and listening to what God is saying to them. And then the next verse there says how they set up all these different men to help them to understand and to teach and to make the people understand. And it also says another little note there on verse 5, and Ezra opened the book in the sight of the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Again, just a picture of reverence. The people were very open-minded, open-hearted, and gave reverence to the reading of the law. And a good example to us of our day. Many of us have Bibles, maybe half a dozen or more in our homes, and we don't see the value of God's Word as others who do not have it. And I think it's a good lesson for us to be thankful for what we have in having the Word of God in our houses, but also to reverence it all the same, just as these people did. They reverenced the reading of God's Word. And so we're going to go on down to verse 9 there. The rest there is just, again, teachers set up to cause the people to understand. Verse 9, and Nehemiah, verse 9. And Nehemiah, which is a Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites had taught the people, said unto the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send the portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for this day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. Here is a little picture of their response to the word of God. Their initial response was to weep, but then Ezra instructed them not to weep, but to make merry and to be joyful, because it says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And even so, many times, I think this is a good lesson for us as we respond to the word of God. Many times our response is not necessarily always positive, that we look at God's word or God's law as heavy or burdensome, but we should not look at it that way. God's law is there to protect us, not to burden us. Let's go to Epistle of John, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So it's pointing out here that God's commandments are not grievous. They're not to be a burden to us, but we are to rejoice in God's provision for us and his protection for us through his word. And that when we love God, we keep his commandments, and that love is that obedience is a response of love, not of fear, but because we love him, we keep his commandments. And the same way, when those of us who have children, we have certain house rules, and we have things that our children are allowed to do and things they're not allowed to do. But those rules that we set up, like bedtimes and territories and things like that, are not to be a burden to them, but to protect them, to keep them safe. And the same way with God's law, that we would not be hurt, but that we could be protected. God wants to protect us, and that's the reason for his law. Also in verse 14, it says, and they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and the courts of the house of God, and the street of the water gate, and the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths, and sat under the booths. For since the days of Jeshua, the son of Nun, unto that day, had not the people of Israel done so, and there was great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day unto the last, he read in the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly according unto the manner. Here we see again how the people's hearts were very open to the word of God, and how they responded You know, when they read something in the Word of God, they acted upon it. They did something about it. They saw that it was written, and they did it. They didn't just spiritualize it or anything like that. They did it. It's a very good encouragement for us today to be active and responsive when reading the Word of God. That we're not just reading it and making a mental assent of it, but that we allow it to change our lives and take action to what it is saying. Also in the beginning of chapter 9 there is, now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them, and the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. And so we see how they read the book of the law, they confessed and they worshiped. And verse 2 says, separated themselves from strangers, again according to the word of the Lord that they had read. They did what they were hearing. They responded to it. Back to verse that we actually read a few days ago, Luke chapter 6, verse 46 and following. It says, "And why call ye me," this is Jesus speaking, "why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Jesus is saying, why do we call him Lord if we're not going to do him? If he's our Lord, then we should obey him. We should do what he says. And many people today want to call him Lord, but they do not the things that he says. Verse 47, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house, and he could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." Here he's saying that anybody who hears his word and his sayings and does it, it's like a man that built his house upon a solid foundation, that when the floods came and the wind blew, it would not fall. And he says, "But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." So we see that, you know, this looks like safety, not destruction. The book of the law, the commandments, to hear them and to do them is safety. It's protection. This man, by hearing them and doing them, built his house upon a solid foundation, and he was protected by that. And the other man, who heard it, but he did not do it, his house fell. So let us be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word, as James says, and that we could keep ourselves from this perverse generation, and protect ourselves and our families through not only hearing but doing of the word of God. God bless you, and we will continue tomorrow.